another edition of Laughable Advice. We have no special guest this week. It's just going to be us solo dolo. This is Vince from 99.1 PLR, and this is the lovely Dee Ortiz from Fox's 99 to Beat. How you doing today, Dee?
I'm good. How's everybody doing?
We got some special stuff going on. Dee has her TikTok going live, so if we have comments or questions coming in from TikTok, we'll throw those up there. As I said, there's no guest this week, and the reason is we both decided to bring content for one another. We're going to do a little trade here. I came up with a list of stuff. She came up with a list of stuff. We might split it down the middle where her thing is her one episode and my... Well, I don't know. We haven't figured that out yet. But we'll see where we're going to start here. Because you sourced... Like, not so... Like, really well. Literally. No, you put out a comment on social media... And you had people respond to you.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Okay, that's fun.
It never happens to me.
I was just going to say, never, does it not happen to you? What the heck? I'm sorry.
My reels get 5,000 views and 3 comments.
Why is that? You know, we're going to work on it. We're working on it.
Because I honestly, I don't game the algorithm, but I understand that there's a certain length of time where you can make a reel that people kind of have to watch it 2 or 3 times to get the whole thing. So it's not false views, but it's like... I did that one where I made myself like the twins from The Shining go, it's Double Shot Tuesday, come play with us. It was 6 seconds long. It got 5,000 views because you had to watch it 3 times to figure out what the hell was going on.
See?
But then I get 5 comments. So 5,000 views, 3 to 5 comments.
I get that, though. No, but I get that, too. So it happens to me, too. So ever since being on the show, I'll get, right now, I'm at 179,000 views a month, but then I get 40 likes and, like, 7 comments. And I'm like, doesn't anybody else want to talk to me? So, yeah.
I don't understand it, because, like, when the stuff I post for comedy or just, like, informative stuff about the radio station, whatever, that gets responses.
Yeah.
The other day, I went out to the thrift store again because this is what I do.
Addiction. No,
I bought a filing cabinet. I bought for $4. I bought 43 DVDs. They were buy one, get one free. They were 50 cents each, basically. And I bought a bunch of spray paint and stuff. And I started spray painting the file cabinet because you know how they have tiny free libraries?
Yeah.
I'm going to make a tiny free Blockbuster.
Oh my
for
God,
my neighborhood,
I love that.
Right? So I spray painted it blue, and I had to wait for that to set. I'm going to spray the yellow. I got stickers. I got the whole thing.
Yep.
I make a post about it with all like you know inform. I start up a whole new Instagram just for it at Tiny Blockbuster. Maybe 5 likes when I put the post. Like my reels do so much better than just me posting a picture of like, hey, this is a project like I worked on all weekend.
You know what you have to do? You have to record yourself doing the project.
Yeah, yeah.
That's people want to interact.
Right.
So
well,
that's what they want
to
see.
The good thing is it was just like the basic of, hey, I bought this and here's the movies. I took video of the spray paint job, so there's going to be a longer video. Like, it's not done yet because I still have more spray paint and stickers and all that crap.
Wait, what's the Instagram handle?
It's at Tiny Blockbuster.
Okay, everybody, if you remember back in the day growing up, what was the most fun part? Going on a Friday night, going to Blockbuster. What was the other one called? I used to work at the other one.
Hollywood Video.
Yes, I used to work there. I used to work at Hollywood Video. And listen, I love an easy money-paying job. Like,
right.
I was all about it. So, like, my job would be to tilt... So remember the DVD would be in the back lane or like and then the one in the front would show the picture because you remember the actual one doesn't show the picture.
Right.
So you would have to tilt it. So when you're walking by, they have to be angled just right. And I would just go around very happy and just like do it. It was my favorite job.
You know, if we describe this to somebody under like 25 years old,
they'd be like, what?
They would think we're making it the fuck up. Like
that's true. This is true.
Because
all those babies.
Imagine if you went on your smart TV or your Xbox or whatever, and you went to Netflix, and you went over the movie you wanted, and they went, boom, oh, too many people rented this one. You can't watch Titanic tonight. You know?
Right.
And that
right.
was a very
right.
real possibility.
Yeah. Like, you went for the movie, and then it was gone, and you're like, no. Then you go, how about the Redbox?
Oh, I liked Redbox.
I loved Redbox.
Every so often, there would be a good movie in Redbox, but most of the time, it was... you know, it's always somebody's brother. You know what I mean? It's like the third Baldwin. It's like Billy Bob Baldwin in the movie, and you're like, we got a Baldwin in there. They just put Baldwin in big letters, and they put Billy Bob in small letters. And they're like trying to fool you. It's like, is Alec Baldwin in there? No.
No, not even a little bit. But yeah, no, I'm excited about that. I will actually promote that because I feel like, I mean, do people even have DVD players anymore? We're going to find out.
We're going to find out because I bought a bunch of DVDs
for
this.
You did, yeah. So, yeah. Okay, so we have DVDs in the box. And what is it again? One more time.
At Tiny Blockbuster.
Follow.
Yeah, it's on Instagram. It is funny because I bought these DVDs and then I realized my own personal collection of DVDs is probably nearing about 1,000. But they're my DVDs.
Yeah. Yeah, like I'm not sharing these.
I'm not, because like, I'm like, I just found a set of the Lord of the Rings DVDs at a thrift store. And I was like, oh, I could put these in the Tiny Blockbuster. And then the Lord of the Rings, the actual. So here's the Lord of the Rings fan came out of me. I was like, my precious. They can't take me movies. My movie's precious. Because I was like, that's my real fear is like, I'm going to drop like my box. I have a box set of the Price is Right episodes from the 70s and 80s. And if I put that in there for people to watch and somebody stole it.
You'll be crying.
I would. Oh, my God. I would be devastated.
So Vince is also like a collector of all things, including clothes and Funkos and everything. So I can see why he wouldn't want to put his one of his or 10 yeah, or yeah. 15 of his actual personal DVDs. But I mean, one day we're going to get him splurging. I don't know when
it's
going
to
happen.
What do I have to do?
Splurging, you know, going into one of the many drawers you have with a ton of clothes maybe pull some out. You heard him. The beginning of this, giveaway. He said, I went to the thrift shop and I just had to look at him because I'm like, here we go. Here we go.
I don't even know what a has-been hotel is, but I found a hoodie for $2. And I'm like, I know this is popular. So in my mind, I'm like, if somebody ever wants it, I have a has-been hotel hoodie. That I could like sell on Marketplace or whatever. I'm never gonna sell it. It's gonna collect dust. But
inbox him if you want this damn sweatshirt.
Or go to the Hamden Goodwill outlet. You buy. This is the craziest thing. The clothes are per pound. They put the clothes in the cart. They wheel the cart over to a scale that is in the floor and weighs the whole cart. It takes the weight of the cart off of it, but it weighs the whole thing, and it tells you how much is in the basket. Stop. And it's like $1 a pound for clothes. It's something stupid. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Okay, we're going to go to that. I like the way that sounds. Okay, so field trip.
$1 a DVD, buy 10, get 10 free. You know what? It's crazy.
You know what I just thought about? Going back to relationship things here, he is a really good thrifter. He loves clothes. Maybe you can find the woman of your dreams in a thrift shop, because I'm constantly in the thrift shop. Everybody I know is constantly in the thrift shop. There has to be some hotties in there for you.
I need to go to better thrift shops then, because
you haven't found any stuff for the older ladies?
It's very much, yeah, it's like zombie land when I go in there.
There has to be. You're not focused. You're too busy.
Well, because here's the thing. I'm focused on the mission. Clothes. When I go into a thrift store, you don't understand. No. When I go into a thrift store, it's like, doo-doom, doom, doo-doom, and I got the doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and I like my laser
your
light.
Tunnel vision?
Yeah, I just focus in. I'm like, we have to find the bargains. I walked over to one of the girls. I was like, where are your DVDs? And she's like, oh, I think they're all sold out, but they're there by other. Thank you.
And
I walked
over. She was probably hot. He didn't even focus or pay attention.
But I didn't. Mm-hmm. So what I ended up doing was I took a bin that I didn't buy, and like a psychopath, I put the bin right in front of the movie trough with there's books and movies and everything in this trough. And I'm like taking the books and I'm throwing the books and I'm putting the movies in the thing and I'm throwing and I'm checking to see if there's a disc. So you gotta check.
Yes.
Sometimes they donate just the case. People will donate just the case and not the movie.
And then you gotta look at the disc to make sure it's not scratched.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I'm running a free Blockbuster. I don't care if they're scratched. You know what I mean? I'm not selling them. You're gonna scratch DVD from a free Blockbuster. You're gonna
be that mad?
No, I know. I'm sure they're fine. I got like Fast and the Furious movies, Narnia movies.
I love Narnia.
Step Brothers. Like I got a pretty, and of course somebody had to be a wrestling fan because they had both The Condemned and The Marine in the DVD section. Mm. The Condemned was Stone Cold and The Marine was John Cena.
Yep.
Back when John Cena was like a puppy dog. He was like so 22 years old or something in that movie. It was wild. But rounding back to what we were talking about, social media.
Yeah.
What kind of questions or comments did you get from your socials?
So I went on and I just said, I know so many friends that are in the dating pool right now going crazy. I'm hearing stories all the time, fun stories, crazy stories. One of my friends actually reached out and said that he had gone on a date. It was, you know, from the app. Everything was going great. They had dinner. They had dessert. They decided to go back to his place and hang out. Well, things started getting a little crazy. And I guess the guy had drank too much and threw up all over the place. Now, this is the first date.
No.
Mm-mm. What would you have done? What? Like.
I'm so not. Again, you know, again, one of these things about myself. I'm not a big bodily fluids guy.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Right. I understand. Yeah.
I have cats. I can scoop. Litter. I can scoop poop. It's fine. I had dogs mm-hmm. in the past. I'm okay. I understand that. I walk my friend's dog a couple times a week. I'm cool with that. Because it comes from a dog.
Yeah.
Once we get up to human.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're talking like blood, any other thing that comes out of a human. You know, yeah, that's not. So if they threw up in my bed. Mm-hmm. I mean, aside from having a heart attack and dying on the spot, no. they would have to, two things would have to happen, or one of two things. Either they're going to clean the bed, mm-hmm. or I am going to whoop their ass for the amount of time that I think it's going to take somebody to clean that bed to make my time back.
Oh my
so at
God.
Least I got something out of it. I whoop that person's ass, and then they leave, and then I would clean it. Because at least then I would feel like I got something out of the situation.
I am dead. Well, my friend was very sweet, and my friend felt bad because it's uncomfortable, and it's the first time you're meeting, and I'm sure that person was embarrassed, so he just cleaned it up, and, you know, then the guy left.
So it was a guy meeting another guy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
I have a ton of friends in the amazing gay community.
Oh, yeah.
I have a whole group. My dad says I collect them, which is fine, because let me tell you something, they are the best friends I've ever had in my life, even over women, so, like, I'll just keep collecting.
I can see that. No, I understand that completely.
Yeah, so I get a ton of stories, so that's, like, one thing, and then obviously I have a million cousins that are dating right now, and friends, and it's crazy out there. It's crazy in them streets. So I get
it's crazy in them streets.
Listen, I get why. This is why I think sometimes we just stay in the relationship we have, because we're like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna stay here. Like, I'm just gonna stay where I am and then maybe add some stuff in.
Well, it's like that song, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
That's true.
But you make these. It's interesting because you added something there about adding something into the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't consider that. Because I read a lot of these Reddit stories, and there's a lot of discussion or drama where one person in the relationship says, I want an open relationship, mm-hmm. or I want us to be poly,
mm-hmm.
and the other person will push back.
Yeah.
Or they'll do the other thing where they'll be like, all right, let's try it out. And then it turns out their partner, once they open the relationship up, finds somebody else, and it just ends up
and
being...
It just ends, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's almost like a... finding your new job before you quit your old job.
Right. Having that secure. Like, I have to have security to make sure I can
get. Before you put in your two weeks. Yeah.
I think, you know, one thing with me, I've been in a relationship for 17 years. And, you know, sometimes after that length of time, you start to, things start to, like, lose interest. You no longer want to go on dates. You no longer, like, you're doing things so much by yourself. They're doing so much by themselves. And it's not even open. Like, to me, it's just, I end up just having good friendships with, like, I'm in a relationship with a man. But recently, in the last year, after being on my show, I've started hanging out with women. And, you know, just even just hanging out. Like, that's basically, it's just having that extra friend or, like, somebody to listen to that actually wants to hang out and do things. You could drag them anywhere. They become your friends. So I have a very close knit of people around me. So, like, I mean, it just depends how your relationship goes. Relationships are just difficult to begin with.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you do? What don't you do? It's like, you've been with somebody so long, but you don't want to, like, be without them. But then you do want to be without them because things aren't going the way they should. Relationships are just crazy all around.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I've been in enough of them to know that they're crazy, but it's just like...
I know you have some good ones.
Oh, boy.
You have the best stories. Actually, you have the best relationship stories.
Well, because when things go wrong, then there's like a fun story. Like,
yeah.
But it's not fun in the moment. It's fun 5 or 10 years later.
Exactly my point. Like, exactly my point.
Like when I tell you that one day the girl with the Bruins tattoo from last... If you haven't heard about it, go to the last episode. There's a story about a girl I call them Brittany and Bobby, and there was Brittany and Bobby, and they both had Boston Bruins tattoos on their wedding ring finger, and then they broke up, and then Brittany, not her real name, started dating me, and then Bobby would call me on the phone while we were out at the bars, and she'd be drunk, she'd go, "Bobby's calling," she'd put him on speakerphone, and he would just like swear at us when we're at the bar, and she'd be drunk, she'd be like, "Ah, fuck Bobby," you know what I mean, like all this stuff. So anyway, there's that girl. She had dated, we all worked in an insurance company. Mm-hmm. She dated somebody else in the department and then dated me after.
Oh.
And
interesting.
I got sick of her after a while. I have no problem for people's personal choices. She happened to drink more than I liked to drink.
Yeah.
And now even as a guy, as I'm getting closer to 40, I'm like, I don't need a drink at all, really. I'll have one or two. You know what I mean?
Right.
But she was a party animal.
Mm-hmm.
And so one day, I did the old take everything of hers in your apartment, throw it in one of those white trash bags with the red ties on
it.
Yes,
I know exactly.
bring it up three floors to the corporate building of the office and then plop it down. Like she was on a call with a headset on and I plopped it down because her shift was at 9 and mine was at 10. So I came in hour after her, plopped it down. And of course, everybody in her little pod of cubicles was like, "Oh." Spoiler alert, we got back together like a month later,
you know,
and then we broke up again, so it's okay. It's okay.
This is what I'm saying about relationships. Sometimes you just do what you do. Like, I don't know, sometimes it's like, are you comfortable? Were you having a good time with them except for like a couple times? It's like, you never know. Like, relationships are just, they're just difficult. And then
right.
You find those friends that are like, are you really that happy though? Are you though? There has to be things in there I need to know about. But that's why I went on, you know, that was the only thing I got last night. But, you know, I want to keep it open. Like, I want people
right.
to tell me, like, this is what happens in the dating pool right now. Or the, you know, friends that are like, oh my God, I'll talk to, you know, somebody on the phone and FaceTime all the time for like a month, they meet, they end up having sex because, you know, you've been talking for a month, you've been FaceTiming, I'm sure there have been pictures passed back and forth, and all of a sudden you meet, you have a great time, and then you come back home and they're no longer talking to you, you know. And that's happened multiple times out of my friend group and like people around me in general, like from far, near, like I hear the same situations. I have friends in Atlanta, I hear the same thing. I have friends like everywhere and they're like, what is going on?
Is it a thing of like, it's the excitement of like the chase, basically?
And like being able, because FaceTime, think about it. When you're on FaceTime,
yeah.
you get a little, you know, in your
yeah.
head, you're like, oh, I'm so cute on FaceTime.
Right,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, I want to see this, I want to see that. And you have, it's like a suspense, is that the word?
Yeah.
Like the... You like leading up to, it's almost like
anticipation.
The, yes,
and yeah.
yes, yes, yes. And then when you see each other, there's like you go crazy, you have a great time. And then I don't know. And I feel like it's the men don't call back or the men don't bother after that. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I think unfortunately there is something that guys have. I don't know if we're going to have to bleep this. It'll be on YouTube. I don't care. It's called post nut clarity.
Oh my God. I need to know more because then I can explain to my people. Okay.
All right.
Post nut clarity.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when a guy's getting all revved up, you're not thinking clearly.
Okay.
So you're kind of, you know, there's adrenaline going. There's stuff going on in your brain where it's like, you know.
I get it.
And I want to put this as delicately as I can because I'm sure we have female listeners. Maybe not. Maybe I've chased them all off. But I'm not saying me. I'm using an example of a generic guy getting riled up by a girl.
Okay.
In the anticipation of the big moment, your thoughts kind of go out the window. And even if, okay, let's say she's a little bigger than you like, or maybe she doesn't have the face you'd like or whatever, but she's taking her clothes off on FaceTime for you. And then you go, oh, that's great. And then she does some stuff that you're like, oh, that's great. And then, and it's done. And then as soon as you, I cannot explain to you what it is. It's like a garage door shutting. It's like at the end of the night when a convenience store shuts down and they pull the... Everything. So guys go, oh, douche. And then it's just like power down. But it's also so everything goes. You go, you're tired and you don't want to communicate. But you also think about like, let's say this is how they get you in a strip club, and this is why guys have regrets at the strip club. You go into the strip club, you're all excited, you're all horned up, boom, 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 you're throwing money around, you're having a good time.
Yeah.
You only got one bullet in the gun, my guy. Once you fire that off, you're over it, and then you go, wait a minute. I just spent $150. Bud Lights were $13 at this strip club.
Yeah.
That's post-nut clarity, that is the realization afterward. Or it could just be like, maybe because you're so excited on the front end, afterward, it's like, it get your thoughts kind of maybe double. You know what I mean? Like, it's not rational at the beginning, so it's not rational at the end, okay, where you're like, ah, I spent all that money, I don't want it. Or, ah, I got what I wanted, I got my thing, you know, my rocks off with this girl. Yep. I'm good. I don't need to talk to him anymore. Okay. Like, that's kind of the thoughts that go through your mind, a guy's mind after the thing.
See, that's crazy. Girls, it is. Women are so different. I feel
like women are planning the marriage. Like, women have an orgasm and are planning the marriage.
Yeah. Like,
guys are having an orgasm and planning their exit.
How good is that orgasm? That's how you know. Right. You're like, I can see this happening again or not. But that's the craziest part. I feel like with men, you guys are so quick to end stuff with no problem. And we're just kind of like, I don't understand what just happened. But I mean, again, this is relationships that we go through. This is what's happening right now. And one thing I am noticing, being as old as I am, it's always the younger crowd trying to date us. And for some reason, the younger people are so much more mature and wanting relationships over the guys my own age or your, you know what I mean? So it's like, so they're calling us cougars and whatever, but it's like, they actually want to, like, they have more better jobs than the guys our age.
Right.
And they're doing so much better. And you're almost like, well, I mean, they are 30. Like, it's fine.
You know, and 30's fine. I've dated younger. I've dated down to, at 30 something years old, I've dated down into the early 20s. I don't know. I feel like there is a gap because it's weird for me. Not that I'm not attracted to people my age, like you said, but you talk to them and it's just, maybe it's generational. Maybe it's just living in different decades or whatever.
Yeah.
And for as much as women say the guys, you know, are the problem or they have trouble with the guys are kind of having the same
back and forth,
the other end where it's like, because we're not talking about the same people. When we're talking about guys and girls, we're not talking about 100% of guys, 100% of girls. It just happens that when women run into these guys, they have a bad experience, and now you hear about it. And guys have the experience
same
with these girls.
Thing.
And they. But on the average, you're going to find... I mean, I know a guy who literally married his high school sweetheart, like Melissa last week.
Yes.
I have a friend out in Massachusetts. They met in high school, first girlfriend, started dating. And it's like 20-something years later, they got a kid in the house and everything. And it's like, that's great. But then you hear stories like ours and it's like, ooh, maron.
Or my favorite is same thing with high school. I have people that dated in high school, you know, break up, live their lives, get married, get divorced, are dating. And then go back to their high school love.
One of my guys and a friend in New York, Steve, had that situation happen to him with his college sweetheart.
See?
This is some Saved by the Bell shit. They were in college together at the same college I went. I didn't know at the time because we didn't meet each other. Me and him went to college at the same place. We overlapped by 2 years.
Oh, okay.
We didn't know each other. So he met this girl there, and they got engaged, and they were about to get married. She leaves him at the altar the day of the wedding. She says, I can't do it. Everybody's ready to go. She goes, I can't do it. Devastated. He leaves the state. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't live in, you know,
he's like,
gone. He goes on a vision quest or whatever. But long story short, she goes on, has two kids with a guy. He goes, he's got one stepchild and one biological child with a woman that he married. Flash forward like 10 years, they both get divorced. Now they're back together. And he's about to be coming back to Connecticut to like, and it's just the weird,
good luck.
Right? No, and I honestly think it's going to work out because they've been together now, 2 or 3 years.
Oh Lord!
So I mean, you know, it seems to be going well. They go on cruises and stuff. He knows her mom. Like, if you bring somebody's mom on a cruise with you, it's got to be going. It has to be going well because otherwise, I'm going to throw one of those bitches over.
I was going to say. Yes. Maybe that's where he should actually propose, and then he should threaten her. Like
I'm just gonna
jump overboard if you leave me again. How does it, like, he's close with his mom? Like, does his mom okay with them being back together? Like, I can't. Like, my mom would never.
You know what? I should
forgive that. My mother would be like, are you stupid? Are you crazy?
What's funny is my mom is like that, and I'm the same way. Yeah. And then my dad is the one who will pull up and hey, did you hear your ex-girlfriend from 15 years ago? She just got a job. And I'm like, I don't follow these people for a reason.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to this person in 20 years, and you're going to tell me that they got married or had a kid or got a degree. I don't care.
I don't. You're like... Basically, you're telling me I'm a loser.
Right.
I can't find anybody. This is bad.
Yeah, just tell me how everybody else in my graduating class from Northwest Catholic High School is doing better than me. Just do it. You know what I mean? I understand. Except for the one guy who had a brain aneurysm. I feel bad.
Oh, gosh.
He's alive.
And probably married.
He might be married. They're all married. Probably everybody's married. But
probably
I think
married.
If I had to guess, because even the two guys, like I was a band nerd and music nerd in high school. The two guys I was the closest friends with who were also super-duper band nerd guys both got married within the last 3 to 5 years, and I'm probably the last one of that group to not be married. I don't feel any particular pressure about that. It's just an observation.
We're going to change that this year.
You want me to get married this year?
No, I'm... yes.
I already told you.
I want you to go to Vegas, and I want you to find somebody
I
to
told
get
you, there's the girl... And she laughed about it the other day because I sent a follow-up DM 6 months later where she's one of my friends. She's one of my friends where she got drunk one night and she got in an argument with her mom and her boyfriend in the same night. And then she's like, I need, just pick me up. We're going to go to the bar. We're going to have a drink. Fine. Mm-hmm. Have a couple drinks. I'm bringing her back home. And she goes, if my boyfriend doesn't propose to me by, I don't know why every drunk girl sounds like Cartman in my head, but they do. She's like, if he doesn't propose to me by January 1st, we're getting married.
Oh.
You, meaning me and her.
Yeah.
And then this is July or whatever, August. So there was 6 months later. I was like, let's do a little follow up. I was like, we still getting married? It's 8 months now, but you know what I mean? It was like,
you got to follow up.
So I was like, we still getting married at the end of the year? And she just goes, ha ha ha. I'm like, okay, I guess things must be going well with the boyfriend this time. Right, for the moment. Then by the time, like, you know, he forgets the cranberry on Thanksgiving or something, she's like, yeah, he's the worst. We're going to get married again. And like, all right, it's back on the table. So I don't fucking know.
Wait, have you spoken to her?
Yeah, no, it's not back on the table. She literally said, ha 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 in a DM the other day.
Be like, does ha ha mean I'm still on your mind?
She's offered to come on the show.
We should have her on the show. You should come on the show.
Gigi, I might have to ask you on the show.
Come on, Gigi.
Oh, no.
We need you. I need to know about this because we all have relationships like that where you're like, you know, it's kind of bad because then it's like, no, just if you're not happy, don't tease me. Just come to me, girl. Just come to
me.
Are you in your inbox?
So she sent me this meme. Your future wife isn't at the bar. I know, Mom. She's at the strip club, and I'm going there, too, like a joke meme.
Yeah.
So she sends me this meme, and then I just go, because she's a bartender.
So that's why
she's a bartender, and she goes, so I said, I'll surely get married next year. See? Ha, 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 ha. So I feel like that's two or three.
That's too many ha-has.
I was just saying, it's two or three too many ha-has.
That was a...
Yeah, that was a rapid fire ha-ha. Let me see if I can... I'm going to try and pull up. But see, so you can understand the kind of girl that I'm into.
I get. Oh,
you understand? I mean,
I'm not mad at. Is that Gigi?
Yeah.
Okay, Gigi.
She used to have pink hair. That'll be weird. I like the picture from 3 years ago.
So,
okay.
Oh well, it's too late. You better like it again because I hate when people do that.
Oh no, maybe I had already liked it. Oh well.
Yeah, like it again.
Oh no, it's there. Okay, it is there. All right, good.
This is fun. Me and Vince try to look.
But
at
no,
it
yeah,
like,
you know what I mean.
No, like, I like her. So what would you explain your type as, just for people listening out there?
I would
if it's this, then very creative, artistic.
Right, so I have the two or three ways that I usually go about it is I usually like girls that kind of are like Kat Von D.
Yeah,
that kind of vibe.
Sexy as shit
yes,
to me.
You want with the tattoo?
I love that.
My mother. I am so sorry. My mother hates it. She has tattoos. She likes tattoos. I've got a lot of tattoos. She doesn't mind them. If I did a girl with a lot of tattoos and piercings, she hates it.
But it's your thing. It's what you like. You know. Well, and just a reminder, Mom, I could potentially marry her. That could actually potentially give you a grandbaby.
The other way is usually like a very fair, like a ginger. I like redheaded girls.
Okay.
But the problem with that is redheads, it goes one of two. Redheads are either stunningly beautiful or they look like a Hey Arnold character, and there's no in between. So I just, you know.
I can't stand you. I can't stand understand you. So I stopped. You're hilarious.
I
know.
I stopped dating gingers a little while ago. I switched to goth girls with tattoos.
At least goth girls you know why I like goth girls? Actually, I've come across a ton of them because I was the girl in high school that like was friends with everybody.
Right, yeah.
I don't care who you are, what you look like. Like, you were my friend. Like, I always wanted to make people... I feel like every high school needs a me in their school.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then there'd be less, like, you know, depression and things because I am that person. I would be friends with everybody. And what I loved about them, they were very, like, smart.
Mm-hmm.
They were so creative with what they wore, how they did their hair and their makeup. But then they were also like really freaky. And it was like fun because you wouldn't think it. You'd think they just didn't want to deal with you. But when they, you know, and I can see that for you.
Yeah. We work in a business pretty straight, you know, we're pretty straight laced people, or at least we have to be to a certain extent. Radio is kind of nice because we can be a little more out there.
Yeah.
But like in general, I want to keep that whatever's personal, whatever's business. But like you said, having somebody who's comfortable enough, like wearing outfits and being creative, but also like, you know, if you get home and things are a little weird or whatever.
That's
like,
okay.
That's why I told you beforehand, and here's what we're going to get into. I have a whole list of things.
Let's get into it now.
That I think.
Let's do it.
I explained beforehand. I think these are things that are either, if not outright turnoffs, they at least make me seem very weird to women. I know, but I got to. This is. So one of the things that I do is I use traditional wet shaving. So I use a straight razor and a brush and a bowl with soap in it. I don't use Barbasol and a Bic razor.
You're
old school. The 1920s.
You're
know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay.
So I do the whole thing. You whip up the little thing and then you put it on and you got to go. Because it's only one blade. So you got to go this way, then you got to go that. Like, it takes.
I just pictured it.
It takes 45 minutes to do this.
Okay.
So I usually take a shower so your pores open up and everything. There's a whole, if you've ever seen the other guy.
Can you do a video of this?
I could. There's a guy on TikTok or something with a big bushy, like, red mustache, and he does videos like that, so you can kind of get the idea. But, like, there's the whole thing. There's pre-shave oil. You put the lather on. You shave. The aftershave, isn't it? Like, there's a block. It's called alum. It's like this mineral, and it comes in this block.
Yeah.
And like the aftershave, when you rub, you wet it, and you rub the stone on your face. It's the weird. So, and I'm using, like, straight. Like, I'm taking double-edged safety razors and putting them in a thing. And like one of them looks like a razor. You know, the two sides. You flip it, and the other one is kind of like you crack the blade in half, and you put it in. It's kind of like a switchblade almost. It pops out, and it's just. It's for like the edges and stuff to like get to trim up the edges and all that. Or you use the single blade.
I think that's amazing. I don't think it's weird.
Okay.
I think the person that you find is going to probably end up wanting to help you with that whole thing. Like, that's what I'm saying.
I feel
like everybody has somebody that is going to love these things.
All right, good. Because one of the other ones is if I go to a restaurant and I see a dish that I like, or if I'm on social media and I see a recipe that I like, I will spend so much time and money to replicate this recipe until it tastes either the way exactly as the restaurant wanted it, or what I think would be an improvement on what the restaurant does. I'm like, what I'm saying is, you could go buy a McRib, $7-$8.
Yeah.
I bought silicone McRib molds that are in the shape of the McRib with the fake ribs on top. And then I get like ground pork and everything. I make my own McRibs.
And where's the problem? Because
honestly, I'll spend all goddamn day doing it.
I just got super hungry. And again, I would love a home cooked meal. Like, to me, this is what people don't understand. I think when I said earlier, it's like you don't go on dates anymore when you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
At least if we're home, let's do something together. Let's, you know, cook together. I may not know what the hell you're doing. Oh, my God. You made that one?
Yeah. So they start out with the mold.
Yeah.
I smoked them, put the barbecue sauce on them.
I'm so hungry.
I made the pickles myself. That's another thing. I make pickles and hot sauce of like.
And these are things you think that would be a turnoff?
Because I don't make a jar of pickles. I make like. What if the world ended and I needed pickles amount of pickles?
I don't find it. I'm telling you.
64 ounces of hot sauce. I take a 64-ounce bottle of vinegar and then a bunch of peppers, and I make hot sauce that's like more hot sauce than a human could ever ever need for like a year. Like, I made one a couple weeks ago. It's like, there's like this much left, this much taken out of it. I'm going to have this bottle of hot sauce for
forever.
A fucking year.
That looks amazing. I am not mad at you. That is not a turn off. Like,
okay, good.
And if that's a like I just said, that's an in-house date.
Yeah.
Because right. Are you making dessert as well? Like, you know, you're having music. I pictured it. You're going to have some music. Ooh. Like the girl's kissing you on your neck. Like, oh my God, babe, I can't wait to try this.
The one time that I actually feel like I really nailed it with a recipe. I mean, I nailed it a lot, but with like nailed it exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the Grimace shakes?
Yes, of course I remember the Grimace shakes.
So the Grimace shakes, you can go...
Before my stomach would die.
Right. So you can go to Walmart and they had some syrup. I don't know if it was blueberry. So it was some... whatever the flavor of the Grimace shakes were,
mm-hmm.
they had just like a syrup in the syrup with the maple syrup and all that stuff in that aisle. Oh. And it was blue. Or like, not blue, but it was like... And I, of course, you get a little bit of the gel coloring, but like I went home with that and like some blueberries. I made these purple Grimace milkshakes I had one there. Yeah. I was like, let's taste it. It tasted exactly the same. So I knew like how to make it.
I love that. One, you're saving money for when you actually do want to plan a vacation. Right. Like this is how I think. I don't know if everybody thinks like that, but I think like that. Because when I say date, I say things like that. I mean those moments where you're making memories.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I love that.
But a lot of people, when they say date, they mean you spend money on me and we go out somewhere.
It depends though. Like, okay, so example, you've been dating a girl for 6 months, right? You go on tons of dates, you spend money. And then one night you're like, babe, you know what? Remember when we went out to eat and we had that delicious meal? I'm going to recreate it because we had such a good night that night. You know what I mean?
That's a great idea.
Not a first date, not a second date, not the first month knowing somebody. Maybe, I mean, again, you get vibes.
Right. Vibes is,
it's all about the vibes. Some people don't know how to read.
How about the vibes of a guy that has way too many sauces and condiments in his refrigerator?
There's somebody that's gonna love that.
All right, I'm a
wait.
I'm a big sauce guy.
Open the refrigerator. What am I seeing?
No. Oh boy. You are seeing a very loosely organized refrigerator with some items of questionable expiration or best by dates in there. I work a lot and I get lazy when I get home. What I do is I get sick of it and then I just open the fridge one day and I just
start
do a big
everything.
Anything that looks bad goes, you know what I mean? Even if it's like, could be like, maybe you could, no, we just got to get rid of it because sometimes it'll be there, you know, you don't realize you pull a can out of your pantry and it's like from 2020 and you're like, I was wearing a COVID mask when I bought this, you know what I mean? It's like, what? But so it's you know, I've got my almond, I switched from regular milk to almond milk.
Okay, good job.
Because I love whole milk and then I realized that when I eat whole milk, I get big and fat. So I switched.
Thank God we're noticing those little details. Okay, so we're better for our health.
Right. Okay. No, and I switched to almond milk. So I've got my almond milk. I've got my big tubs of pickles. I've got my big things. I've got two different kinds of homemade hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I have Sweet Baby Ray's, Bullseye, the Sweet Baby Ray's secret sauce, which is for sandwiches instead of barbecue, because I've got the barbecue sauce. And I should just get sponsored by Sweet Baby Ray's because I'll also always keep a thing of Sweet Baby Ray's buffalo wing sauce in there in case I want to have buffalo wings.
Okay.
So I've got three Sweet Baby Ray's. I've got the Bullseye. I've got my hot sauces. I've got, whenever I go to a store and I see one of those little bottles of hot sauces with like a skull or something on it, it's like Super Death Hot Sauce. It's like, oh, that's coming home with me. Mayo, different mayonnaises, tartar sauces.
So you're the condiment king.
I used to have, until I used them all, you know, the cheese drawer, you know the cheese drawer in your fridge?
Yes.
The cheese drawer in my fridge was full of packets of McDonald's and Wendy's ketchup and Diablo sauce packets from Taco Bell. Until I made an effort, I stopped buying bottles of ketchup. And I started using the ketchup packets until they were done.
Oh.
And then I got rid of them and then... That drawer is now free for cheese.
You know what's in my cheese drawer now that we're saying this? So you have, have you put cheese in it though first? Let's ask that.
I have not put cheese in it recently.
How long has this been empty
It's been a couple years since I put cheese, because I do want to give it a thorough scrub because, again, it was soy sauce packets.
Oh, so
it was,
things have it was spilled.
It was hot mustard, whatever you get from the Chinese restaurant and they throw a handful of them in.
Yeah, I love that.
That whole handful, if I don't use them, went into this cheese drawer and it just became the sauce packet. I literally called the packet drawer, the sauce packet drawer. So I would just pull that. It was the weirdest thing when I would have a girl over or a friend over, they're like, You need something like
that. They're
here,
like, do you have this certain Asian sriracha? Yeah. You're like, I do.
Just,
I
and
do.
I have,
hold on.
And I have one 0.5 fluid ounce packet for you. So you better use it wisely.
Right now in my cheese drawer is full of THC drinks.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Every THC drink that's on the market right now. My, like literally.
Well, we, you know, because we both work in the liquor demo yep. business. My kitchen right now just has a stack of cardboard boxes of mostly THC yes. beverages. And now I hear, I went to Total Wine a couple weeks ago. They have big signs up. The law in Connecticut's changing. They're taking the THC seltzers out of the liquor stores. You can still get them at the dispensaries, but they're not, you're not legally, they're not
what?
Legally able to sell THC seltzer because the liquor store lobby paid the politicians or donated to, I'm sorry, they donated to the politicians to pass a bill to change it because the THC seltzers were taking over more footprint in the store and taking away from the liquor.
Okay, so here's the thing. I know now we're totally going off, but I have to talk about
yes.
this. So actually we do. So this is one thing I will say. I have a teenager, okay? And one thing I'm noticing, thank goodness, is, I mean, not thank goodness, but thank goodness, is, and I'm kind of mad that they're taking them out of the liquor store because now you're seeing all ages, obviously 21 and up still,
yeah.
That are buying the THC drinks over the alcohol. So that's where the distributors are getting mad, which makes sense. But even the seltzers, Surfsides are the same. Like, you know, Surfsides are your Surfsides, 4.5% alcohol. But people love them. So you can't be mad at the THC side when people are literally buying. Another thing, we do super light. So it's your Gatorade, electrolyte.
But there's, but do you know that there's no electrolytes in super light?
Stop.
They, I got the marketing material. They said when you are doing demos, you cannot say that this beverage is hydrating. You can't say, but so Dadgrass, on the other hand, this is another brand. Dadgrass
has
electrolytes in it. It says it on the box.
So
Superlight has no electrolytes in it. It's, they tell you cannot say that this drink will hydrate
crazy.
You. You can say it's refreshing, Ching, but
you
can't
say the
hydrating.
Word hydrating. But then our THC drinks that we specifically sell are, you know, they have THC, CBD, and in here in Connecticut,
CBN,
we can only
Lion's
do
Mane.
3 milligrams.
Yeah.
We have Lion's Mane. We have electrolytes. So, like, people, but the thing is, the whole point of this situation is, it's not the THC drinks that are taking people away from the hard alcohol. It's all the seltzers.
Right. Yeah.
One, people are getting more health conscious. Mm-hmm. They don't want the extra sugars, the extra syrups. So they're going towards the THC drinks.
Anything zero calories,
yeah.
5, 10 calories.
Literally, you can say this drink that we are sampling has electrolytes, has lion's mane, has no food coloring. And one thing about the THC drinks, they use sugar cane. So you're not getting the, when they say no sugar, it's actually the sugar cane, but you want sugar cane because you go and buy a, I'm not going to say Surfside, but you buy one of those drinks and it says no sugar and it's fake sugar.
Right,
so
it's like, aspartame.
It's like actually THC drinks are so much better.
Yeah, and that, but that was the problem.
Yeah.
They were starting to take over the store. And even I can see with the seltzers, but the thing about liquor stores is, you know, Stateside, who has Stateside vodka, they put that vodka in their canned product.
Yes.
That's what you just have to go down, Mark. You know, Jack Daniels, who you would never think would do that, now does Jack and Cokes in a can.
Yes.
So if Jack,
ready to
if drinks. A brand like Jack Daniels is doing it, everybody else has got to just,
that's,
you know, you just
thing.
Offer that.
You have to do it. And so many ready to drinks. And not only that, think about Diageo brands. So we have Bullet Bourbon. Bullet Bourbon does a Manhattan, does a
old-fashioned.
Yeah, you buy the bottle.
Yeah,
it has all the alcohol mixed. So you literally buy this beautiful little bottle. Martinis for Kettle One. So there's a reason why they're doing it, because drinking like we used to when we were younger, the fucking grab a bottle of vodka and drink it, and now you're passed out in the woods. Now you have that. Now it's like, oh, let's cut it. You know, let's do the pre-made, the pre-mixed ready to drinks. That's why everything is so popular. So, you know, I don't know. To each his own. So I'm all about the THC drinks because I like that feeling more than I'm being super drunk. So
yeah, because the thing that made me cut back was I started to take a liking to the taste of a drink called soju.
What is that?
Soju is Korean rice wine, but it's 11%.
Ooh.
You ever see the rows of glass bottles with Asian writing and different fruits on it?
Yes.
It's all rice wine, but then they use fruit juice to change the flavor. Blueberry, lychee. All
yes. I thought that was sake this whole time.
It is, but it's stronger.
Oh.
Well, so sake, it's about, so it's stronger than a regular wine. It's 11% per thing.
Yeah.
But if you get a flavored one, like a strawberry, blueberry, whatever, and then you put it over ice, it just tastes like
delicious
soda. Yeah, it just tastes soda? Like, you know what I mean? It just it's rice wine, but it's got a little bubbly, so it's almost like a, it's just refreshing. Like, you would think you were just drinking, like, a water with some fruit.
Right.
Like, with you, that you just cut up fruit and put in.
Yeah.
It's very refreshing, but it's 11% alcohol. And then when you have two of them, and you start texting ex-girlfriends that you haven't talked to in months, it's like, I gotta
like, when you said the ha-ha-ha-ha-ha, did you mean just like ha-ha? Yeah. Or were you just going crazy, or was it like a double thing? Right. I don't know how people do that, by the way. My daughter will be like, mom, all the way down.
I feel like it's
got to
be a copy and paste, right?
But how do you do that so fast? I don't know. We need to know. We need to learn this, because it's crazy, and I get more mad, and it's all capitals, but there's 20 going. I'll find it, and I'm going to show you.
Yeah, definitely find it.
Yeah.
I will text Gigi to see if she'll be on the show.
Yes, text Gigi. What's your next?
How do we? This one we've dipped our toe into it a little bit, because I used to have a career in indie wrestling, and I still, you know, from the age of like 5 or 6, I still watch wrestling. Right. I've been to 5 WrestleManias. I travel for this. I literally drive to like the Garden in Boston or whatever. Yeah. You know, I'll go around. I'll spend my time on this stuff. There are YouTube channels now. The main, you know, the big ones. Yeah. WWE has like a 24/7 thing. Ooh. Where you can have just pop it on and it just plays old matches from like the 80s and 90s.
Oh,
and
that's amazing, actually.
Let it run
on.
So I just put it on my TV. Like, even right now, if I'm not home and the cats need something on, I don't put like music or like the nature channel. I just put the wrestling. So when I come in, I've got the old wrestling. And then what I'll have that on the TV. If there's like, if it's a Wednesday night or something and I'm watching live wrestling, that'll be on the TV, but then I'll have either AirPods or Bluetooth speaker, and I'll be listening, like, I'll be catching up on my podcast as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So I I'm a night owl, which is why I'm always dragging ass when we record these things at 10 in the morning. But I'm literally like the guy that will, like, I used to work 12-hour overnight shifts for like a year, and that fucked up my sleep schedule, and I've never been able to fix it. Mm. Once I don't feel tired anymore, I'm just up. I'll be watching wrestling and then having podcasts on my phone until like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean?
I'm the kind of guy who looks at the
app. Like, I'll look at the fast food app and I'll be like, all right, which one of them is still open that I can go to? Like, who's open 24 hours?
Stop.
So yeah, it's the watching the wrestling thing, but also like I'm a big night owl, stay up late. Go on the app, find a free fry Friday somewhere, and then just go ham.
I want to know about a free Friday. A free fry Friday? I'm going to check on Friday for a free fry Friday.
Download the Wendy's app every Friday.
Stop. You get a free. Are you kidding? I don't even like french fries like that, but I want the free. I think I'm so hungry right now. You've showed me that delicious meal that you made. And I'm like, what am I going to eat after this? So like, I'm hearing you, and I'm like,
I'll make them. I haven't made the McRibs in a while. And what's funny is I made that and I put the picture on social media. And 2 weeks later, the company that I bought the molds from sent me a free box of
them.
Yes. They're like, have more molds.
Yes. Because like, you're like, thanks. Can you help me with the meat too? Because that's the most expensive part of it. Yeah.
Right. Well, it's like getting the right shape. Because I've made pork patty. It's like a pork burger. Yeah. It's like a chicken burger.
But that
whatever.
Just looks so good. I'm like so mad about it. I don't even, you know what's crazy? So when I think fast food, I think Panera Bread.
Ooh,
I haven't eaten McDonald's since I was 19 years old in a car model at Nopi.
I haven't eaten McDonald's since yesterday morning before I got
here. No, I have not. I have not eaten McDonald's. And it's crazy. You know that I know that those french fries are so good. And do you know that I'll buy them for my daughter? And she's like, Mom, you don't even want to buy them. I'm like, no. She'll tell people, do you know that my mom... Oh, my God.
Won't.
Do you know that my mom will have the french fries next to her and she won't even, I don't even want to take a bite. I don't know what it is.
Wow.
And
that's self-control.
I know. I'm not a big french fry person, but I do love a french fry. See, and then this is me being me. I love a truffle fry. Like, that's where my weakness comes in. I love a good fry. So that's not bougie,
you go to like
but that's just
like
I love me.
B
I love
or a wooden
me.
Wooden tap and you get some
like,
truffle fries.
Like, I'll make it. It's not fast food, but I'll go get fast. I'll get it fast and I'll eat it fast.
Yeah. No, I'm like, I know that you can get a free any size fry at McDonald's with the purchase of a beverage.
Stop!
From the app. I know on Fridays is Free Fry Friday.
Stop.
At McDonald's and Wendy's
what?
On the
I'll
app.
I'll do Wendy's. I will do Wendy's. I don't know. You know what I just learned about? You're going to laugh. What's that bag?
The Biggie bag?
Oh, my God. Yes. Let me listen. One day I was starving and I had like a double tasting.
Yeah.
And you know, you get like, if you're doing a double, you get 30 minutes in between. Yep. So I'm like starving and I'm like, I'm just going to get something at Wendy's because it just happened to be like in the BevMax, like sure. the area.
Right.
So I go and I'm like, oh my God, I really want a burger, but I really, she's like, get a Biggie bag. I'm like, what are you talking about? So she, I was like, okay, throw it all in, like whatever yeah. it is. And then I'm on the phone with somebody. She's like, you've never had a Biggie bag. I said, what's in here? It was like an adult Happy Meal yes. for me.
Yeah, they just don't have
they
a toy.
They just didn't have a toy. And I was kind of mad about that because I was
they
like.
They should have a toy. Or go, something useful. It should yes. be like, you should get like a pocket knife yes. for like something.
A pocket knife. Me, yeah. a Puerto Rican with a pocket knife. I don't think that's a good idea.
Dude, I bought two pocket knives at the thrift store the other day. And I bought a $100 knife sharpener for $8 at the thrift store. So I've been sharpening my pocket knives that I bought. And great. I've been sharpening my kitchen knives.
Awesome. Nobody bug him because he has thrifted, really sharp.
I buy the stupidest stuff. I have wooden baseball bats, cricket mallets, golf clubs. I don't know who's breaking into my house.
Here's my thing.
Our house was broken into when I was like 5 years old.
And that bat
I think
is
that
just
was
chilling.
Just in my head the rest of my life is like, you need a bat. And I have a bat, a glove, and a ball in my car. So if I need to hit somebody with the baseball bat, I've got proof that I was just about to go to the batting cages. You know what I mean? You need, because otherwise it's premeditated. If you have sports equipment in your car, it's not premeditated.
Now that we just told the world that. But at least right we know. Yeah. It's a little tip for everybody. Because you're going to go play baseball right. in the park with your friends.
Exactly. That's why it was in the car. If it's just a baseball bat, that's why people used to call them, they would have little bats and they were like the police batons.
Oh, I love those little things.
They would call them, they would brand them as tire thumpers or air pressure checkers. So like the
so
idea was
can
like,
have them.
Oh, I'm going to buy this. And then when I walk, I don't want to bend down and check the air pressure. I can just tap the tire. That's my air pressure. That's my tire thumper. Mm. That's not a slapjack I use to beat people up with.
No, that's not blood. Don't worry about it. Yeah. It's ketchup
right.
from my cheese drawer. All right, what's our...
But I don't know, but I think that's part, like, again, it's just a weird thing of, like, literally right now there is a golf club and a croquet mallet sitting next to my, like, front door. I've got couple baseball bats in my car. I just sharpened all my knives. Like, I don't know why I'm paranoid because my house, like, literally, the house was broken into almost 40 years ago. All the stuff, like, the stuff got replaced. Insurance covered everything. They only broke a window. Like, they stole my mom's very expensive camera, but it was a, 1980s camera.
Yeah.
And it got replaced. The insurance replaced it. So that's all good. But it's always in my brain that somebody
could
just
happen.
Come by.
Obviously that. So he's prepared.
I'm prepared. But
so if you date Vince, you never have to be scared because he has everything to protect
you. Or you should be very scared because I just have an arsenal of things.
And then we wonder why we're not dating anybody. You're not supposed to
no,
say
that. No, I know.
That.
I'm not supposed to say
like,
that part out loud.
I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, my gosh.
So speaking of times that I almost, I didn't use a weapon this time, but I had it in the car and I knew it was there. Yesterday, I was driving to get gas and then I was driving up to the dispensary. And as I was sitting at the gas station, a guy, homeless guy, came by and saw on my seat that I had some smoke. Mm. And he goes, he looks at my, you know, my window's up. I know, yeah. I know where I am. I'm in Springfield,
yep.
Mass. I'm
yep.
like, this is, you know, whenever I stop for gas in Springfield, I know where sunglasses look mm-hmm. down, don't make eye contact, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he looks and I just go, no cash. And he's like, no, no, no. And I was like, oh, you don't want cash? He rolls down the window. He goes, so you got some weed. Can I have some? I was so excited that the guy didn't want money. I gave him a wrap. I gave him weed. I put in a little bag for him. I gave him. I'm like, this is for you. And he
have
was so.
Have a great day.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, thank you for not making me take my wallet out and pretend that I don't have money. Well, I got like $200 in this wallet and I'm not giving any to you.
No.
I'm sorry. We all got our own problems. That $200 is mine. But he was so thankful. He's like, man, thank you so much. And then he leans. My window was down. He leans in the window. Kind of does one of these look around things and just goes, you need any crack? And I'm like, all
I'm
right,
dead.
I gotta go. You enjoy that. He goes, I smoke everything but dope. And I'm like, I believe you. I gotta go. I gotta leave. You have a good day.
And, oh, no, it's ending. I don't know what's happening.
Your life is going to.
Something's happening.
Your live is going to end in 5 minutes.
Happening.
Oh, do you have to? You have to not drag
this?
The puzzle piece to the right.
Okay, this is where Vince is amazing.
Wait, you got to get it into the puzzle piece. Oh, you went too far.
Okay,
you got to go
I
slower.
I know, I'm trying to look crazy. Okay, slow.
Into the yeah, there
I
it
did.
Is. You
it
verified
me,
that you're human.
Oh my God, I'm verified that I'm human. But obviously, this is why Vince is my bestie because I'm like, what is happening? My thing is plugged in, but it's not. It's
just oh, I know. It says it's not. Oh, why? It's charging, but I think it's just using so much battery power.
Okay, then should we let this go? Okay,
we
guys.
Can. Well, we're almost done anyway. So.
Or.
Yeah, thank the TikTok audience.
Make you guys watch us all the time, and if you have any fun questions or any fun dating stories, we want to know. So.
Yeah, especially on D's TikTok. I know they got to be spicy if they're following D.
Ooh, love me a spicy spice.
The last thing I'll do on the show here, so okay, then we have a little bit, yeah. So we have a little bit extra for our viewers over here,
yes,
on the YouTube and the listeners on the podcast.
Yeah.
How do women feel about guys that own cats? My friend Frankie, who I explained met the love of his life in high school and has been married, has the kids. He was on his podcast the other day, Red Cow Arcade, and he was saying that he thinks cats are evil, and he says that people who buy cats because they're depressed, the cat actually makes them more depressed. It doesn't make them happy. It makes cats make cat owners depressed, according to my friend Frankie. If you're a woman and you come over to my house and I have 3 litter boxes and 2 cats,
yes,
and one of the cats is 30 pounds and the other one's just a little guy because I just got him a couple months ago. I mean, he's big now. He was like palm size, and now he's like, you know, 3 hands long. But it's like, is it weird that is it effeminate that a guy owns cats? Is it weird that a guy owns cats? Is it weird that, like, it's not just like, oh, that's my cat. Like, it's like, I take care of the cats. I, like, buy them toys and catnip and shit.
Yeah,
like, I'm actually
you're
like,
a good cat dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Is that.
So here's me personally. I'm allergic to cats. I'm not a cat person. If I have a cat and want the naked cat, I like the naked cat. He's cute. And cats are cute. I love them.
The hairless cat?
The hairless,
yes,
cat. I want a hairless cat so,
yeah,
bad because I'm always tanning and then I just like sunscreen it up and it can like tan when
you
me
do
outside.
Have to, you do have to lotion them.
Yeah,
I
want to lotion
I've
to
looked
play
into
with
it because they tend to have dry skin. You have to lotion the cats. Like, my mom is so grossed out by those. She's like, if you ever got one of those cats, I don't think I could pet it. And I'm like, I would.
I think it's so
she's
cute.
She's like, it looks like a roast chicken. Like if you buy a chicken, like a chicken in a store, and you let it thaw, or like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Yes, yes.
That's what it looks like.
It's so cute.
I think
so,
they're cute looking.
If I was not allergic, but let's turn it around. I have a really good friend. Her name is May. She is a cat mama. She is obsessed with them. So again, it's just who you meet. Like, I feel like me personally, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm sorry, I can't come over, I'm allergic. So like we'd have like outside dates or you come to my house. But then I have like multiple friends that love cats. So I almost feel like that would be the end
to
date
to find
somebody.
Yeah.
There you have to find.
But
if you're a cat person.
Do I want to date a cat person? No, we know what they're like.
No. You know what? Maybe I could hook you up with my friend May. You know what?
All right.
May.
Well, there we go.
Maybe this is gonna happen because she is obsessed. She's an amazing cat mom. My other friend Michelle's a cat mom. My cousin Patty just got a cat. Like, there's it's happening. It's like it's happening all over. I feel like that's not going to stop a relationship or even something. If I go to your house.
Right.
It's not going to be the cat. It's going to be the sauces.
Right. It's going to be
everything
else.
It's going to be the Funko room where when you guys are making out, you have a whole room watching you. You know, it's going to be the other things. It's not going to be an animal because having an animal, it shows that you're loving, you take care of things, and you're not selfish. And that's what I think as being a woman. So.
Yeah. I'm trying to find. Oh, boy. Some of these are all.
Pictures?
Yeah. So. Here. So this is.
Have like a secret.
This
what's
is not
that thing?
The. This is not the Funkos, but this is like these are metal. These are metal wrestling championship belts. I'll put a picture up. I mean, you know, $150, $200 a clip. You know what I mean? Like
remember
I've got.
Remember when we first met? I ran out with one of them out
you
of
did.
The studio.
That
you
was
chased
so
me.
Funny.
He was like, the Puerto Rican just took.
Well, you know, it was a bit for the
kidding,
no, it was
kidding,
a bit
I'm
for the radio,
kidding.
Which was good. But the funny thing is, those guys, Chaz and AJ, when I brought them in. They're like, bring in a, you know, Ruth
replica,
was like, bring in a belt for this thing. So I took pictures of a couple of them. She goes, bring the WWF one because everybody knows it. It's the one like Stone Cold and The Rock. Everybody knows that one. I'm like, all right. I think they thought I just happened to have like
a toy
foam thing. I come in with this thing and then you run out and then Chaz, trying to make a bit out of it, goes, how much did that cost? I'm like, well, if you try and buy that on a website, it's like $300. He's like, she ran out here with a $300 belt. I was like, yeah, dude. Yeah. And then we would go to commercial. He's like, I didn't realize it was that expensive. I'm like, listen, I didn't pay that much for it, but somebody would.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a bargain shopper.
As I run out, and this is the first time we've met. He was like, what the hell? He came out after me. I was like, I'm sorry.
It's fine. Listen, as long as you didn't bust it up. We're good.
Imagine I just like chucked it down. You would have cried. You would have cried. I never talked again.
I bought that belt when I was between 19 and 20 years old.
Oh, I love that though.
And I paid $152.50 on eBay. I remember the price.
Damn, yeah.
I remember the price exactly because at the time it was $299 to buy one of those officially online. And somebody, I think, was just like, they bought one and then they were selling it because they were just done with it.
Yeah.
And I got it for half price.
That's actually really
good. So, like, I just, $152.50 is always stuck in my head.
That's a good number. Like, wait, how old were you?
I was 19.
That's so why, wanna, though. Like, when you're 19, right, you're going to remember a purchase like that because that's like your new money. So.
Could I tell you how much I paid for any? Like, I was estimating those other belts. I don't know what any of that stuff costs anymore.
Yeah.
And oh, my God. If you ever totaled up everything, because it's Funkos, it's Power Rangers, it's the old McDonald's Happy Meal toys that had, like, Super Mario and shit. Like, it's everything you can imagine. Hats.
I know.
Holy I should bring hats in and just put a table full of hats.
I think we should do a tour. I think we should do a Vince House tour.
Oh, yeah. I would have to put a few things away for the strangers so they wouldn't see them. But other than that, yeah. All good. Might have put a few things in the garage.
I think we're going to do a lot of fun stuff. So because of the dating scene and Vince's, you know, where this dating scene is crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm throwing different ideas at him that we should do to see if he could find somebody.
Yeah, and I think you found a potential person that runs these events or whatever. So
yeah, we're on a mission.
What's your goal
is to find Vince somebody that is amazing because I need Vince to know that he doesn't have to, like that list he just gave us. There was no problem in any of those things that he thinks might be a deal breaker when dating somebody.
Well, I thought it was more of a, not one thing, but like a death by a thousand cuts thing of like, this is just like a weird dude that has a lot of idiosyncrasies and like a lot of just strange habits and hobbies.
And you know what?
Is it weird that I own a bidet?
That's amazing.
Okay, no, all right.
No, that's the problem because I'd be the girl dating you. That's like, I'll be right there and just like wiping, like cleaning myself.
No, listen,
and then it's warm on the seat.
I have to get the upgraded one because right now it just shoots out the regular temperature water. I don't have a heated one, but I'm getting my bathroom redone soon.
Yeah,
so that's
let's
new.
Get a heated bidet.
But my one plea to people is before we finish up, buy a bidet. If you haven't bought one yet, buy a bidet. I do this joke on stage sometimes, but I'll give it to you for free. Back during the pandemic, there was a toilet paper shortage.
Yes.
I bought a bidet. People were getting into fist fights over toilet paper in the grocery store. They were knocking over old ladies. I bought a bidet. And I haven't, like, I will buy a package of toilet, because you still need to towel off afterward.
Dry off.
But like, I buy one every couple months instead of like, you know how frequently you buy. And it's just the water
that's
that you're already using.
Smart.
Yeah.
I love a bidet. That's one of my favorite things. My friend, she has a bougie one. She lives in Westport.
Yep.
So I sit there. It's a process. It does like, it blows on you to dry you
off.
Oh,
see, she has
I sit there and I'm just letting everything blow. And
that's amazing.
Like, wow. Okay. This is amazing. Yeah. No.
I just like having the regular one that kind of power washes your backside. You know? She's got the
She's got the whole massager. She's got everything.
Wash, dry, wax. It's got those fabric things that spin and hit your butt like the car wash.
No, the water can go start from the front to the back. So I'm like, oh, this is really good. I'm super clean.
There's a guy with a big scrub brush. Pull up, ma'am. Pull up, ma'am. You're not close enough. Pull up.
Good.
Keep going. And then stop. All right, stop.
So
he pre-scrubs you with the water.
God, you just had me have a feeling that's it so good.
All right, so the bidet is a positive.
Yes. Good. See, you didn't add that on there.
No, I didn't. I just thought of that because...
Think of that date night. So you get a home-cooked meal.
Hey, girl, I got a bidet for you.
She has cats she could play with, right?
She can see
your museum of everything you own. And then you could be like, you don't have to be embarrassed to poop here because guess what? I have a bidet and it cleans everything, girl. What? And then at the end, you guys can take a shower and she can shave you. I think that's the perfect date.
I mean, I don't know where else we could go past that. I think you've nailed it.
I think that date's amazing. So yes.
Yeah. I think that's good. You've got some plan that you're going to unveil on me about these live event things. So we'll see about that.
Yes.
Maybe we'll have to invite episode 2 and 3 guest Ron Hill along with us so he can come for the ride. And I'm putting it out right now. Mm. Our fellow coworker who helps us with this stuff, but she's not here right now. Nicole.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nicole. You are coming to the event with us because you seem very excited about it, especially the one that was might be on a yacht. So if it's on a yacht, I'll buy boat shoes. I haven't bought boat shoes in years.
Here we go.
Another thing, I have so many fucking shoes. I'm like Imelda Marcos.
You act like
that's such
time.
An old reference.
No, but
I'm sorry.
Every time you say what you have, I'm not even surprised. I have 27
you
cats.
Be.
I have
look at
500.
This shirt. I have
I
so
love
many
this shirt,
button-up
by the
shirt,
way.
Like Hawaiian
These
shirts,
are so cool.
Pattern
These
shirts.
These are probably the coolest shirts he's thrifted, if he's even thrifted them.
This one, I think I bought at Target. There
oh,
was
you
a big.
It.
This one I bought. This one I actually bought. The other ones, like a lot of the Hawaiian shirts and stuff you see at thrifted, this one I bought at Target when I was a young man. I remember buying it there.
How much was it?
At Target, it was probably
$19.99.
I waited for one to go on sale because it was like $30 at one point. I wasn't going to spend that when I was like 18 or 19. Mm-hmm. And I waited for like to drop to like 20 or 15. But like I just needed to drop a little bit. And it was one of these shirts, but it was photo printed instead of stitched.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all the different drinks. And then it had like the Cocktails and Dreams logo
Stop.
On the back. And
That's
I was
amazing.
Like, yeah, I need that. I need that in my life.
If you manifested yourself working with the liquor in the liquor
oh,
business.
Oh, I know. 20 years later.
20
or
years later.
Crazy. So, yeah, we'll find out more about these live events.
Yes.
And
because my goal is to make him a not single man.
God, I'm so sad. You said not single. There's a way where you stopped that a few syllables short that made me sound not so good. We're gonna turn him into a not. No,
God,
we can't say
no.
that.
No.
9999.
No, we need. Oh. If anybody out there thinks this one's good looking and live in the Connecticut, New York, Mass, because you know what, I'll make them travel. I'm here for it. We're gonna work it out. Here it is. Here it is. Get it. Ooh. Okay? Okay. Great.
All right. We're going to call it there. If you have any questions or comments about it, please at Laughable Advice on social media. LaughableAdvice@gmail.com. If you want to comment or if you need your own advice, you know, if you've got a situation like Dee's friend who invited a gentleman caller over who vomited all over his bed in the middle of the night, we can talk about that. If you could, you know, it doesn't all have to be vomit stories.
No.
It could just be relationship
stories. Yeah, we want to know everything.
I'm not saying don't send in a vomit story. But what I'm saying is we've got a vomit story already. So if you want to send in something else, relationship info, so we don't have to talk about vomit again.
Yeah.
All right. What was it? Laughable Advice on social media, laughableadvice@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Subscribe to the YouTube,
yes.
Laughable Advice. Just type that in your search bar. Hit subscribe. Mm-hmm. Podcast apps, Apple, Google, whatever. You just type Laughable Advice
Boom.
In. You'll see our page. Hit the subscribe button. I'm at OSnapVince on social media.
I'm at RealDTV. All the double E's for RealDTV.
I like that. RealDTEVEE. Oh wow! You know what? Instead of like a regular Scripps spelling bee, they should have a spelling bee that is just spelling the usernames of people you know.
That would be fun.
Put that on ESPN.
Boom. Make that a sport.
Exactly. All right. With that being said, thank you guys for tuning in. We do this every 2 weeks. So whenever if you're listening to it live, we'll have a new one in 2 weeks. If you're listening, you know, in the future. Ooh, what's the future like, Mr. Spaceman? what's your flying car like in the year 2035 when you're listening to this podcast? Because it'll live on YouTube forever. All right. That'll do it. See you next week.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.